Welcome to you all.
We're so very glad you're here.
This is the story of the Littlest Angel Choir.
Everyone is busy preparing for the special Christmas service.
The choir and orchestra have been rehearsing.
The drama team. And Pastor John is writing his sermon.
But the littlest members of the church aren't quite sure what their role is.
Let's watch as they find their way and figure out the true meaning of Christmas.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
We are the Littlest Angel Choir.
There's a lot going on as you can see.
But we're not sure what we're supposed to do.
We're wondering if there might be
a little something we can do too.
That this all seems so grand and wonderful.
The most amazing story there ever has been.
We're hoping we'll find our part in this play.
We're wondering just where do we fit in.
Sometimes know how well we plan, things go wrong.
What do you mean?
Well, I just heard that the music director is stuck at an airport because of bad weather.
Oh, no.
And I just heard that the sets and costumes for the Christmas play won't arrive on time.
Oh, no.
And it gets worse.
You're kidding.
I just found out that Pastor John has come down with laryngitis.
And the Christmas service is supposed to start soon.
Wow, it doesn't get much worse than this.
It looks like the only group we have left is the Littlest Angel Choir.
It doesn't look like a good for our Christmas service.
And there's nothing we can do.
No choir, no drama team, no pastor.
There's no one else we can look to.
But the story of Jesus is so important.
There just has to be a way.
Can't we simply somehow
deliver this message and save the day?
That that seems almost impossible.
Who would be our guide?
We just have to remember that
God is on our side.
Well, it looks like our little angels have asked God for help.
Those angels are wise beyond their years.
No doubt.
They've learned that there is no problem too small or too big for God.
Let's see how they do.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. We are the Littlest Angel Choir.
This is the story of the birth of Jesus.
Not just some legend or fable.
It's the glorious word of God.
And it comes from our Holy Bible.
Luke chapter 2,
verses 8 through 14.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night.
And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid.
And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings and great joy, which shall be to all people.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothing, lying in a manger.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
And from Isaiah chapter 9,
verses 6.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given.
And the government shall be upon his shoulder.
And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Silent night,
Wow, I don't think anyone could have said it better.
The true meaning of Christmas.
As told by our little angels.
It makes me think of Matthew chapter 9, verses 14.
Right. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these."
Let's see how these little angels finish things up.
We pray to God
to find a way
to share this message with you today. He gave us courage.
He made us strong
to tell the story
in verse and song.
Celebrate the birth of Jesus.
Let the bells ring and ring.
And now it's time for all of you to hear the angels sing.